We're expecting around about 2.7 metre tide tonight, plus the tidal surge. We're already seeing that we've got far more water here. I'm down at the marina at Sir Lowestoft Haven Marina on School Road. We're already seeing a lot more water than what we expected. And the water at the moment, bear in mind, we're still many hours away from high water itself. The water is very, very, very close to going over the top of the wall here at the moment.
There were reports of beach huts being blown out to sea. I've been told that they have been moved. Certainly the boats have been moved off the ramp at Cromer as well and brought very high. I'm actually looking at one here, level at the top of the ramp. But the sea is quite amazing. I've never seen sea come up this high at Cromer.
High water at Orford Quay is about 2 o'clock in the morning. So we're coming back here about half 10, 11. And we have a consensus that if the tide is over the quay at half past 11, then we have a problem in relation to overtopping of the seawall. It would probably go up beyond the Jolly Sailor, if you know the pub.
Which is the pub right down by the car park, isn't it?
And there are houses on the opposite side which are fairly low down, or cottages which are fairly low down. But we have spoken to everybody who's in residence at the moment. We have a list of about 20 people that in the event that we think they should evacuate, we will be able to contact them.
On Stay Street, for people who know Wells, looking out towards, towards the sea, but we can't see a thing because there's now an extensive power cut. The water is creeping up the road. It's about 20 metres. The crowd that assembled is actually dispersing now because it's quite scary. It's coming up very quickly. It's now pitch dark, so anyone who is in those front quayside properties, you know, they're now without power and the water is coming up very quickly. The quayside road is completely underwater. I saw someone wading through it, well above the knee.